have got Alison Chow. She's from she's the owner from, you know, the biggest Chinese supermarket, Wei Yihang. Actually, Wei Yihang. If you have been to the Eastern Gate market, you probably would find that there is a big Oriental area, and that there is a big Chinese restaurant called Water Sky. And Alison, she's the owner of Wei Yihang. Hello, Alison. Hello?
It's Sandy, not Alison.
Oh, sorry. Hello, Sandy. Hi, Sandy. How are you today?
Fine.
Okay. I know it is a little bit, you came here in a hurry today, so we will not keep you for too long today, and hopefully we can have you back in the future. So you are the owner of Wei Yihang?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Okay. So that must be the biggest Chinese supermarket in Bristol.
Yes, I think so. Yes.
So how many years have you been in Bristol now?
28 years. But we're in this site for 2 years.
Of course, before the Wei Yihang was in different location, the shop.
Yeah, it was in Montpellier, then in Station Road.
And how did you, when did you move to Eastgate?
2 years ago.
And did you have a, of course, you must have very good business to make your, you know, to develop. That's why you can manage to move to a very good location there. And it's quite a big supermarket now.
Well, we like to expand a little bit because we know that there's an increase of Chinese, there's a lot of Europeans start doing Chinese cooking as well. And we do cover the area up to Plymouth side as well. Sometimes we do get customers from Plymouth side, Exeter, Taunton, Wiltshire, and sometimes in Swindon as well. So
yeah, so this is actually like the biggest Chinese supermarket in Southwest area. Yeah, and I know when I went to Water Sky, there are a lot of people actually, they travel to Bristol to go to that restaurant.
That's right, yes.
Okay, so what is the relation between the Water Sky and Wei Yihang?
Oh, nothing.
So they are individual?
They are individual, yes.
Okay, and what sort of service do you, what sort of goods or products do you sell in the Wei Yihang?
Mainly Chinese, and we do a bit of Japanese, Korean, Filipino, Thai food as well. We cater quite a bit of, we do a lot of catering business as well.
You have, of course, your business has existed in Bristol for so many years now. You must know a lot of Chinese people here.
Yes, we see them grow up here. Some of them, yes.
Maybe I remember every New Year, every year before in the past, and you know the Chinese New Year time, we could see the watching the lion dancing celebration outside of Wei Yihang.
For the past 2 years, we have firecracker as well, so it was quite a display of lion dance and unicorn dance as well.
It's quite a lot of, and also a lot of children enjoyed it. It's very good atmosphere.
We have attract a lot of local people as well as people far away. They seem to know. They give us call just before Christmas, New Chinese New Year, to ask which day is the lion dance.
So of course, you know, just give us a quick line about what is, how are you coping with it, you know, because now we all know during the recession time it's not easy for any business to survive. How are you coping with it?
Well, at the moment okay, but you know, slightly slow at the moment, but then usually this time of the year when all the students is not back yet. And you find that Bristol is cater for two big university, so this time of the year is slightly quiet. And of course, with the recession, it does play a little bit. People are not buying as much as they used to.
Right. I just hope, because BCFM, you know, it's the community radio, and I just hope we could offer you help if any time, if you need, we would really love to have you back again for a longer time in the future. And likely, if you could bring some a piece of music, your favorite, you know, for us to play, would be a great honor. Thank you very much, Sandy, to have you today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.